1 Peter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead."
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. In these troubled times, God is our living hope. Help us share that hope by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at afr.net. And thanks for your partnership during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Well, here we go. I'm E.W. Jackson, your host here on The Awakening at American Family Radio. And this is a very special time for all of us because this is Share-a-thon, an opportunity that you have to express your appreciation for what this network and what this ministry does. You know, I'm in Mississippi. I'm in Tupelo right now. I'm in the studios. I'm usually doing this from my home studio or from somewhere else around the country if I'm traveling. But this has been a great privilege because I've met some of the volunteers who've come in to help us. And I just had one of them walk up to me and say, you know, I really believe that AFR is a tremendous gift, not only to our country, but to the world. And you all have heard me say, even when we have not been in Share-a-thon, you've heard me say this: I am so honored to be a part of this network. I really am. I believe that we're doing something that pleases the heart of God. And I just couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to be a part of it. And I'm grateful for you all. We all are, because we meet you as we travel and see you all in places, and you come up to us and introduce yourselves. I think I told you all that I had a young man drive 2 hours to meet me in Granbury, Texas, and said, "I just had to come. I just had to come and meet you." 21 years old. And, you know, we think, well, we're not really reaching younger people. No, we're reaching people of all ages and backgrounds with this network. I want to share with you all. Oh, I think I'm going to be joined by a partner today. and I'm looking forward to that. But I want to share with you all this scripture, because it's what we as a network are all about. And it's our theme scripture for today. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And these are the verses that really jumped out at me, particularly in this time of COVID and the unrest around the country. It says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." And folks, we've been grieved by some trials here recently. I mean, the whole country. "That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire," and we've been tested by fire, "may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." I tell you, that's what this station represents. Amen. Well, looks like we've got a guest in the studio. Hey. Welcome.
Good to be here.
You're a guest on The Awakening. You're not a guest here in this studio, that's in this right. network.
That's right. And, you know, that scripture is so important, that we have a living hope, you know, because in these times, when you see all the things that are happening around us, it's so easy for us to lose heart, you know. But Jesus, you know, was even saying in the scriptures how men should always pray and not lose heart.
Amen.
And it just tells me that if we're not praying, then it's easy for us to lose heart. It's easy for us to see the things that are going on around us, all the circumstances and situations, and get fearful. But we have a living hope.
Amen. And folks, I'm sure you recognize the voice of Will Addison. In fact, I was mentioning the fact that I'm really here because of you. I mean, you're the first one to reach out to me and say, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And I was excited about it. And man, you know, not that you had to twist my arm, frankly, but I'll always be grateful for you to you for introducing me to this network and this opportunity to be involved in ministry. You and your wonderful wife. Look, there's so much to talk about, but we better tell everybody that, folks, our usual arrangement, our gift to you, if you sign on with us today to give, there is a wonderful donor who's going to add $100 to whatever gift you give today. Yeah. So your gift is going to be multiplied and magnified beyond what you give. A one-time gift of $150 or more, and you're going to receive a pack of Christmas buttons. And a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive a 10-pack of Christmas buttons. And let's keep believing, finding God in your deepest struggles. That's a booklet or a book that we're going to send to you as well. So folks, get involved. As you all know, I've always said this, that since I've had the privilege of doing this, I never ask you to give without giving. My wife and I have already decided we're going to make a gift to the network. Because I had a pastor who used to tell me, Will, he would say, son, you can't lead where you won't go, and you can't teach what you don't know. So I always say, if I'm going to ask people to give, I mean, look, we're not wealthy people, but this is such an important ministry, and we are so blessed by it that we want to give something back, and I hope all of you share that same view.
Yeah, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You know, Bishop, my wife and I, we did campus ministry for a long time, and we would tell our supporters, people who would give to the ministry, that you guys are a part of this ministry as well. Like, we may be going out there and ministering to the college students, but your gifts are so important that you are with us as well. You know, and the same thing here. You know, you may not be behind the mic here. You might not be on the radio, but your gift is so important because you are a part of what AFA-AFR is doing. And so with that donation, no matter how big or how small, like it would, $100 would be added on to it. So 877-616-2396 is a perfect time right now to give.
And, you know, I'll tell you something, folks. I'm not just saying this because of Share-a-thon. I teach this at my church. I believe this with all my heart. There's power in giving. I mean, there is Amen. Really, truly power in giving. Because not only do you bless what you sow into, but you are blessed in the process. And I really believe that God rewards giving. I mean, we don't give to get from God like we're manipulating him. But I believe God always says, well, if you will be a conduit for me, if you will let what I give you flow through you to others, I will flow more through you so that you can do more for others. And that has certainly proved to be true in the life of me and my wife. And that's why we're so honored to be able to be a part of this network and to give to it as well.
Yeah. And, you know, in the times we're living in, where we get where your news sources, man, they're fake news. You know, they say a lot of things. They make up stuff. You know, what a place to have here where we're going to tell it like it is. We're going to tell the truth from a biblical perspective. And that's very, very important. And I don't want us to take that for granted because that's not happening everywhere. But you get a chance to hear news and information from a biblical perspective. How does this tie into us being Christians?
Amen.
And that's so important in these times. They call 877-616-2396.
Well, not only is it not happening everywhere, it's happening almost nowhere.
That's true.
I mean, even quote-unquote conservative outlets, you won't get a biblical worldview.
That's true.
You won't.
That's true.
Often they'll tell you, well, don't bring up God and don't get into the religious stuff,
Right.
And we are grateful to be able to raise up the name of Jesus and to put him out front because we know that ultimately, as that old saying goes, what we have he gave us. Mm-hmm. And what we are, he made us. So to God be the glory. And,
Amen.
And to, you know, I can't imagine. And I've worked in radio for a long time. And I've been in radio situations where I've been told, now, wait, don't tone
it down a little bit.
Tone down the God stuff. Yeah. Don't bring up the God stuff. I've never had that here. You know?
Yeah, and you won't.
Exactly. Right. Nobody there for. Well, you know, maybe we're talking about God a little too much. So, But folks, you're listening to the voice of Will Addison, who I listen, I'm honored to actually call a guest on my program, which is weird, sounds weird, you know? Because I was working for him when he was running another part of our network. So Will, it's great to have you.
Thanks.
Great for all of you to be here. Join us. Give now, 877-616-2396. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kim from Mississippi, and AFR has blessed my life so much. I moved here from Texas about 2 years ago, and I was really down at the dumps and depressed, even though I knew it was what God wanted us to do. I was just really not, you know, I didn't know anybody and all that, and I discovered AFR, and specifically the Hamilton Corner, and that was just such a bright light for me, and I just love how the truth is handled by, you know, Abraham and the Addisons, and I mean, everybody else there that I've heard. It just really impacted me, and I'm so happy to say that we are now homeschooling due to listening to Abraham encouraging to put Jerusalem first before Judea and Samaria, and Addison's as well. And we've found a church home that we love out here, and it's just been such a blessing to listen to AFR and feel connected to the body of Christ in that way, and then also to see how you know, it's impacted our lives. So thank you for all you guys do, and stay blessed.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
Hi, this is Kurt from Oklahoma. Just wanted to provide a quick excerpt of God's never-ending ability to orchestrate divine appointments. I was headed down I-35 in Oklahoma, leaving Oklahoma City after required effective practices for positive interactions with Oklahoma youth that the agency I'm associated with made us attend. I believe it was a veiled attempt to enter the Black Lives Matter agenda. The same day, you came out with your program, your radio program that I listened to on the way home about Black Lives Matter with the hashtag and the spirits and everything. And just really the timeliness of your message, how God orchestrated that, your enthusiasm. I've been watching your YouTube, and people you can't appreciate unless you see Mr. Abraham's arms flailing as he preaches. Thank you so much for your exuberance, and you're pushing me back into the Lord's righteousness. Work with the Oklahoma youth, and it's very disconcerting at times. So thank you for what you do. God bless you.
Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Help us share our living hope during Share-a-thon on AFR. Call now with your pledge at 877-616-2396 or donate online at afr.net. And thank you for your support during Share-a-thon.
Well, folks, part of what we do here at AFR, and by the way, I'm joined by Will Addison today here on The Awakening. I'm E.W. Jackson, your host, and Will Addison of Airing the Addisons, the famous Airing the Addisons is on with me. And look, we just want to remind you folks, this is Share-a-thon, and we appreciate you so much. We do it for you. I mean, we're not doing this because do we want to be famous or powerful.
That's right.
We're doing it to serve you, to serve the body of Christ.
Amen.
A one-time gift of $150 or more will send you a 10-pack of Christmas buttons. A monthly gift of $30 or more will send you the book, Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles and the 10-pack of Christmas buttons as well. And any gift you give, will somebody's going to add to that.
Yeah, $100. And so this is a perfect time to give. Make sure it goes further than what you expected. You know, you can give now, and 100 will be added to that. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396.
Now, as always here at AFR, we try to bring you cutting news, and we try to be on the cutting edge of what's going on. And so today we've got a special guest. Even though we're in Share-a-thon, we've got something going on in the country right now that everybody is riveted on, and that is the nomination hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Yes. And we've got, as our guest today, Mark Lauder, who is the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. And of course, they're dealing with this issue. It's in the forefront now of everything. Every news outlet is focused on this hearing and focused on her. So Mark, thank you for taking time to join us and sharing with our audience what you think is going on. I saw most of it today, Mark, saw a good bit of it today. And I noticed they were treading lightly on attacking her, but kept saying that she was appointed only to overturn Obamacare. So that seems to be the line of attack. How do you think this is unfolding, and what do you think the result is going to be? Mark, thank you for joining us. You're on.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And I think at least half of the, or at least one side of the U.S. Senate, the Judiciary Committee, is getting a lesson in the Constitution from a distinguished law professor, and that would not be the Republican side, because, you know, despite the fact that they are trying to get Amy Coney Barrett to commit one way or the other, she's following the same guidance, the same practices that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg did, became known as the Ginsburg Rule, where you don't commit to any kind of an outcome that you may be asked to judge on at a later date. And she's been absolutely clear that her philosophy is to read the Constitution like a law, and that it's not her job to make the laws, it's her job to read them, to understand the text, and to determine if obviously something lives up to the standards that were outlined by our founders.
They also are implying that President Trump got some sort of quid pro quo from her, or made her commit to one thing or another. She's really answered that quite forthrightly and said absolutely not, that the president hasn't asked her anything inappropriately, he hasn't asked her for anything, that she's been evaluated strictly on the basis of her qualifications as a jurist.
No, you're absolutely right, and she's been absolutely plain on that, on every single topic. That there was no discussion of how she would rule or how she might rule. And I think she's really distinguishing herself, and she has a very long and distinguished career, so I don't want to minimize that. But these hearings have really shown her to be the capable jurist, the capable legal scholar that we knew her to be. And the fact, I think it was hilariously highlighted by, I think, Senator Cornyn, as all of those senators sit up there with binders of information and questions that have been researched by their staffs and handwritten for them. She's sitting up there with a single notepad and has not taken one single note. All of this she is doing from her own extensive background, her understanding of the law, her understanding of the Constitution. She has even argued on some very fine legal points and making references to other cases strictly off of her memory. She's not sitting there with a binder full of crib notes, so to speak.
So the line of thinking or attack, it seems to be that she's going to throw out the Affordable Care Act. And so time and time again, they keep coming back to that. And it seems like they know they don't have the votes to stop her. Are they just campaigning on that one issue to try to overthrow President Trump?
Absolutely. That's clearly what their only mission right now is to scare people that she will rule after the election, because the case won't even be heard until after the election, that she will make some sort of a ruling that would be negative to what they think is important. And they don't know how she's going to rule. One thing we do know is that she will rule on the merits of the law as it relates to the Constitution and other prevailing statutes. And she's made that absolutely clear. I think the one thing, you know, that has also really come through is not only her, obviously, her extensive background, her intelligence, but also her humility. and her, you know, the fact that she will be the first mother of working of school-aged children to ever sit on the United States Supreme Court in our long history. I mean, that tells you something, not only about this woman, but it also tells you something about the man who nominated her and President Trump. Because I go back to the fact when Sarah Sanders became the first White House press secretary who was also a mother. And obviously, Kayleigh McEnany, our current White House press secretary, is also the mother of a very young baby. And these are tremendous opportunities, tremendous platforms. And I say it's about time that we have a mother of seven children, you know, that are school age, sit on that Supreme Court.
Mark, before you go, one question and a quick follow-up to it. One, are you surprised that they have not gone after her on the basis of her religious faith? Because everybody was anticipating that, and it seems like they've avoided that. And two, I was shocked to see some of these very liberal senators commending her on her family and saying, you know, you have a wonderful family, introduce them to us. And I thought, oh my goodness, this has got to be precedent setting, because she is really getting treated well in terms of her background and character, which I also frankly didn't anticipate. And you're right, it's a testament to what a great nomination this is by the president. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, I'm not surprised that they chose not to go down this path, because they were vilified. And Senator Dianne Feinstein was vilified for the way she conducted her confirmation to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals when she questioned her faith, when she questioned the dogma that lives loudly within her. And I think they learned their lesson from that. And also, I think that they're cognizant that, you know, I don't think women are in America today are going to tolerate being treated differently because they happen to be mothers or women, and how they're going to balance these various needs in their work. And so I think they've handled this so far. We'll see how it continues, but obviously focused on policy. And I think they're getting an absolute lesson in the law from Judge Barrett. And I look forward to her confirmation, probably as soon as in next week or so.
Well, the myth that conservatives, and this president particularly, don't respect women is belied by the fact that I was at the Supreme Court steps yesterday with our director of public policy for AFR, with a group of people praying for her, wanting to see her confirmed, because this woman is a tremendous role model for women across the country, and has really an outstanding nomination. So the president is to be congratulated for this. And so to the extent that you get to talk to any people around her, you let her know that certainly here at AFR, our listeners, we know, are praying for her and really admire her and her achievements. So thank you so much, Mark, for taking time out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. God bless you. Well, folks, that's what we do.
That's right.
That's what AFR does. We give you the very best information. And Will, again, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, but I know you probably got some experiences and some things that you all have done that really make you godly proud.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, those type of interviews and the content and the guests that we bring is what we do, you know, and the mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. And so that's what you get with AFR. And so that's what you're giving to. You know, you hear that type of content and more from the different shows, you know, and you won't get this anywhere else. I'm telling you, especially from a biblical perspective. So you can call right now, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And we're still at that $100 add-on. So call right now.
Mm-hmm. Every dime you give, folks, somebody's going to add to it. So whatever you give, and of course, we know the most important thing is this is God's work.
Amen.
I mean, and we know that God is going to bless those who support his work, because after all, we're not pursuing our own agenda.
Right.
We're pursuing his agenda.
Right.
And, you know, the Bible says, you know, the truth will make you free. And there are a whole lot of people running around the country now talking about they're oppressed, they're oppressed, they're oppressed. Huh. Well, we got the answer for them.
Yes.
This is true liberation theology, right. Which is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's surrender right. your life to Him. So, hey, right. folks, thank you all for supporting us. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to give, and you can do it right now. Back in a moment.
I'm in Tennessee. I'm Landvale, and I'm glad to hear you early in the morning. And each morning, every day, wake up with you, not only just with a cup of coffee, but Jesus in our heart every day to stay. And the reviews we get to have, Bible study, even on air, and the beautiful gospel music sung in the spirit of, even prayers over air, that we bow our head, even alone on this side of the radio, at home alone, no, we're always with us. God is always with us, and we know this, Emmanuel, but we do enjoy and feel like we even know these people that are on the radio live in our homes, even though all I have is radio. Not complaining, though, but enjoy each and every one of them's voice every day at Poster Walk with Thee, our Jesus in my heart, because we believe.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. Calvary was located outside the city walls of Jerusalem. Crucifixions inside the walls were forbidden. So the Romans, who alone could order the death penalty, made sure that crucifixions were executed where the general public could get a good view. This was an effective reminder for any of those Jews who had ideas concerning opposition to Roman authority. We are told that Christ was scourged before he was crucified. Scourging consisted of a lashing with leather thongs, tipped on the end with metal. The prisoner was stripped of his clothing. He was bent over, and he was whipped on the naked flesh on his back. The result was sometimes fatal to the prisoner. Certainly, following his scourging, Jesus was very weak. He was bruised and beaten. His body was bloody. The Romans showed little mercy to prisoners, so Christ was forced to carry the cross on which he was to be crucified to Calvary, the place of the skull. Whether the spot got its name from its appearance resembling a skull, or from skulls left from previous crucifixions, we aren't sure. What we are sure of is that Calvary was the place of death. On his way to Calvary, weak from the scourging, Christ fell under the weight of his cross. It was so heavy and he was so weak, he had to have help. Christ was dependent upon his fellow man, just as we are. It was Simon the Cyrenian who carried the cross for Christ. Simon eased the load and lightened the burden of the one who had eased the loads and lightened the burdens of so many. Since Cyrene was a city in Libya in northern Africa, there is a good possibility that Simon was a black person. Whether he was or wasn't isn't important. What is important is that he carried the cross of Christ. He helped a brother who needed help. Perhaps one of the two traditional sites we of today call Calvary is the authentic one, or perhaps we will never know where Calvary is physically. Does it matter? Calvary can be anywhere. Calvary can be everywhere. Whenever we die to self and come alive to God and our fellow human beings, there is Calvary. Wherever we lay down our lives and stretch out our selfish hands to our fellow human beings, there will be our Calvary. This Jesus we worship wasn't spared the pain and hurt of life. He was no Buddha, protected from the old, diseased, and miserable. No, no. Our Christ knew suffering and hurt. He had seen it in the eyes of the mother whose daughter he was requested to heal. He had seen it in the humility of the Roman officer whose slave was sick. He tasted it in the death of Lazarus, and he cried with Mary and Martha in their sorrow. Now, he personally was the sufferer. Pain racked his body. Hurt broke his heart. The crucifixion of Christ did not stop on that Judean hillside 2,000 years ago. Not a day has passed when he has not been crucified again. So many times in so many ways, we drive the spikes of selfishness into his hands. Christ died for me. Those four words have changed the lives of countless individuals. Their full impact upon the world will never be realized. And it was at Calvary that Christ died. We must face Calvary too, if we are to live with him.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
We're sharing our living hope during Fall Share-a-thon on AFR. Call now and make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
All right, folks, you're listening to The Awakening here on American Family Radio, and I'm joined by Will Addison of Airing the Addisons. Will, I'm so glad to have you with me today.
Glad it's to be here.
Great to be partnering with you. You know, the other thing that strikes me, since it's a share-a-thon, folks, and we're just encouraging our listeners to help us keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
People may be thinking, but you know, this is a big network, and you're all over the country. What can my little money do? But you know, every dollar you contribute is going to have $100 added to
That's
it.
Right.
I mean, that is whatever you contribute will have $100
right.
added to it. But you know, think of it this way. Don't think of it just as the dollar amount. Think of it as what you're contributing to. I mean, we are trying to help strengthen marriage and families on this network. So
yeah.
you're contributing to that. We're helping to restore, trying to restore decency and morality to our
yeah.
country, to our
yeah.
culture. You're helping to contribute to that. The sanctity of human life.
That's
I mean,
right.
we're helping to try to save the lives of unborn children. And of course, we're contributing something to media integrity, which is just about gone
yes.
these days. So,
yeah.
you know, we're trying to uphold a standard of integrity that has all been lost, it seems, in most media outlets. So,
right.
so it's not just about the dollar amount. It's about the symbolism of expressing what you support, what you
yeah.
want to see, even if it's $5 a month. And, you
That's
know, I always say, and my wife and I do this a lot, we contribute. And we do this for AFR. We say, you know, we're not wealthy people and we can't, you know, plunk down, you know,
right.
$5,000.
Right.
But over time,
yeah,
you
makes
know,
a difference.
That's right. Over time, you know, that little 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50 bucks, whatever it is, over time, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, the money that is received, I've been working here for 12 years. And the thing is, you see that. It's well taken care of. It's not spent frivolously or anything like that. And it's for a kingdom agenda. You know, those things that you listed out, and one of those things that is really close to my heart is marriage and family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the honor of doing a conference that we do, the Marriage, Family, and Life Conference. You spoke
yep.
at one of them. And, man, it's just a way to sow into families, because we know if we get the families on track in America, a lot of things will change. If we get fathers back in the homes, you know, if we concentrate on the main thing, that's family, you know, a lot of this stuff can be resolved. So we're putting our time, our efforts, our money into those type of things, kingdom agendas, you know. And so it's a great time to give. This is good soil. So 877-616-2396.
You know, now I'm from Virginia, mm-hmm. and probably everybody listening knows that Virginia has undergone a dramatic change over about the last decade.
Mm.
Virginia used to be a solidly conservative state. Virginia used to be one of the, if it wasn't the buckle, it probably was the hook in the belt of the Bible. And it's kind of the buckle's been unloosed in Virginia.
Yeah.
But you know, the interesting thing is we've got several stations in Virginia. Mm. And everywhere I go in Virginia, you know what I hear from people? Thank you.
You so encourage us. Yeah. I mean, in a state where they see the state moving in the wrong direction, they say, you know, you're an encouragement to us that that we can uphold these values and uplift these values. And so, folks, when you give, you're helping places like Virginia that doesn't really have a voice other than AFR to express those values that used to be so near and dear to almost all the people in Virginia. But, you know, as a result, I won't get into the carpetbagging and all that of Northern Virginia. But you understand it's going through changes, and AFR is holding the line there and other places. So when you give, don't be intimidated by the size of the network or the feeling like, well, what we do is so grand and your $5 a month or $10 or $20 a month or whatever it is won't help. It will help. It does help. The number again is 877-616-2396.
You know, I covered a story this week, or maybe it was last week, about family. And it was a story called The Rise of a Three-Parent Family. And basically they're trying to push to have, you know, two mothers or two fathers and, you know, these type of things. And we know God's design for marriage and for family. And, you know, and that's what we promote here, you know. But there's a move to indoctrinate our children, you know, from the youngest ages so that they would think this stuff is normal. And we push back against that, you know, as AFR. We talk about it. We're not afraid to talk about these issues. And you would get more and more of that because right now it's our time as Christians. We have to stand up. We can't be a coward or back into a corner and say, I can't speak on this because you might be triggered or people might not like us. Man, we have to stand solidly on the word of God. And so that's what we endeavor to do. And we will stand for marriage, for family, for life, for all those things that are important to God. And so we endeavor to do that each and every day.
Amen. In fact, you know what? I kind of count my enemies as a badge of honor. You know, the people, and I don't see them as enemies myself, but the people who see us and me and you and what we do as somehow their enemies, in a sense, that's a tribute to the fact that, you know, Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you.
That's true.
So it's a tribute to the fact that we're upholding truth. You know, as you were speaking, I was thinking of this old tale about the emperor having no clothes, you know, and these tailors make this beautiful suit of clothing. They trick the emperor into believing he's wearing clothes and he's got nothing on. Mm-hmm. And he goes marching down the street. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody knows that the emperor thinks he's got on these beautiful clothes. And everybody says, oh, those clothes are just gorgeous. Aren't they beautiful? Because everybody's hitting each other. You better go along with the program here. And some kid says, hey, he's naked. You know? Well, you know, AFR is the one standing up saying, hey, you know, the emperor has no clothes. Mm. And people, you know, they say, shut up, shut up. Don't say, go along with the rest of us. Yeah. And we refuse to go along because we know that what is being done is wrong.
Yeah.
And really, you know, and I love saying this, Will, because it needs to be said. We do this not only out of love for the people who agree with us, we do this out of love for the people who don't.
That's right.
Because we know that they are, as the Bible says, opposing themselves. Mm-hmm. And if somebody doesn't speak truth into their lives, and you know they're listening to us too.
Yeah.
I know they're listening to us because we get calls from them from time to time, right? But if somebody doesn't speak truth into their lives, where are they going to hear it? And if AFR is not here, then where else will they get? They're not going to get it on ABC or NBC or CNN.
Not at all.
So we are really, I mean, in a very real sense, we are actually helping save lives.
Yeah.
And so when you contribute, you are doing something that is essential to helping improve the lives of other human beings. And I'm sure you get it too.
Yeah.
You see it in the eyes of people when they say, thank you for what you're doing.
You know? Definitely the emails and the text and different things where people are saying, you know, I didn't know about this issue. You helped me to think through how I should think about this as a Christian. You know, I'm thinking about the documentary that we've done, the In His Image.
In His Image,
man,
yes.
I mean, powerful, just addressing issues that churches are dealing with. You know, can I be gay and a Christian? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that have popped up in the church. And you would say, man, why? I can't believe we're talking about this, you know, in the church. But it's happening, you know. And we have resources and a team that puts stuff together just to help out on those issues, you know. So when you're giving to AFA, given to AFR, the money is going into good ground. You know, we're doing things to try to help to bring people to Christ. And so if you call right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, you can give right there. And I'm telling you, the things that are being done and are going to be done by AFA, AFR, man, it's going to change this nation.
Amen. And look, it is already having an impact. Because I always say, think of it this way. What if we didn't exist even now? I mean, imagine. Folks, we're here. This is Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396 is the number. Stand by. We're coming back with more.
Dear friends at AFR, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast, a manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worrying. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. Things came to a head in my business. Shortly thereafter, I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter, and they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions, and I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talents as an engineer and a teacher the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business, the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
Hi, folks. I'm Ray Pritchard. For the last few years, you've heard my voice on American Family Radio. I joined this ministry because I believe in our shared vision of transforming culture through biblical principles. We bring you news and information from a Christian point of view. We've made a lot of progress, but we all understand that we have a long way to go. We need your support more than ever because our nation's future hangs in the balance. I invite you to join me in supporting the American Family Association. Together, we can make a difference.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
It's Share-a-thon, and God is our living hope. Pledge your support at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thanks for partnering with us during Share-a-thon.
You know, well, we haven't talked about this, but of course, this is a time not only when COVID-19 has captured the American the imagination and frankly the hysteria and fear of many people, but we've also seen 3 months of racial unrest and division. And you know, you and I happen to be Americans of African descent, but people need to know that this is a network for everybody.
That's right.
And we want to bring the American people together.
Yeah.
And because we know that in Christ Jesus, there's no skin color. In Christ Jesus, there's no racial classification. Really, the Lord divides the world into two groups: His and those who aren't.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And we really, you know, represent. I said to a group the other day, I said, you know, think about this. America, more than any other nation on the face of the earth, represents what the kingdom of God is going to look like in its fulfillment. Because it will be people from everywhere. Background.
Yeah.
Most nations, like we talked about China and even the continent of Africa, they're racially homogeneous. America is people from everywhere here. I believe God intended it to be that way. Well, American Family Radio talks to everybody.
That's right.
We speak to everyone. And we can be proud of what we do in that sense. While the world is trying to rip everybody apart, we're trying to bring people together. So when you contribute, folks, you're contributing really to the future of the country, because I really believe we represent what the future of America looks like, the body of Christ showing America what it looks like when people love one another around our common values, our shared vision, rather than dividing against each other based upon skin color or whatever else the left can come up with.
Yeah, and that's amazing what you said. You know, this country is made up of different people, and it's crazy how there are people now using the history of America to divide America. You know, but this is a great place to live. I don't know any other place I would rather be. I don't know about you.
I say amen to that. I'm not going anywhere.
and it's amazing what's going on to divide us at this time. You know, there are things even have infiltrated the church, you know, critical race theory and all these different things to divide the church, you know, these Marxist beliefs. And man, as the people of God, we have to use the scripture and say, man, the Bible shows us how to deal with partiality.
Amen.
You know, if there's a brother or sister that has done something to us, we know how to deal with that. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. You know, that the Bible tells us how to deal with these issues. Why do we need things from the world to bring in to say, this is how you should deal with, you know, partiality within the church? We don't need that. And so it baffles my mind when I think about this great country, all the opportunities afforded to all of us, but we're being, you know, divided based upon skin color.
And being told that there are no opportunities for some people, that you can't make it. And here again, I was born in poverty, grew up in foster care, and God has blessed me mightily. And I know that the life I live, I couldn't have lived anywhere else but here.
Right.
And the same is true for so many other people. You know, it's interesting that you see very, very wealthy people acting like victims.
Oh, man.
And
that gets me.
Yeah. Right. You know, and yet here we are, you know, people who love God. We can't be victims. We're victors.
Amen. You
know? So folks, I'm just saying, when you contribute to this station, you're contributing to a network and a family, really, of organizations with a vision for America. Yeah. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So that's what you're contributing to, because that's what we represent here at AFR. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to contribute now.
Yeah, and you mentioned about, you know, being oppressed. And look, I know historically there's problems that has happened in America. We are not blind to that. You know, but when I think of some of these celebrities and athletes, you know, crying and saying, you know, I'm being held down, and I'm thinking, no, you're not. No, you're not. You know, it's amazing to me. And so much so, I love sports. Personally, I just said I couldn't watch certain things, you know, and because it's just ridiculous what's going on. You know, instead of bringing us together with the message that, hey, I came from this and look what I've done with the talents that God has given me, they use their platform to, like, break people apart, to divide us, you know. And we want here, you know, on AFR to bring hope. Hope, you know, and the hope comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He brings us together. That dividing wall has been torn down.
Praise.
Like, there's no more dividing wall, you know, and that's like the scripture said, there's no Jew, no Greek, you know, male, female, all those things that would divide us.
Yes.
We're brought together in Christ. And so that's what our aim is to do. 877-616-2396.
And I guess for those who want to contribute online, they can go to AFR.net as well, right?
Yes.
Well, look, you know, they're doing these seminars in the corporate world, you know, on critical race theory and sensitivity and all
training.
Of that. And, you know, and I've said, well, you know, we can do our own seminar right here on AFR. Here it is. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Seminar closed.
Yeah, you simple.
Right? Yeah. Seminar over. And you don't have to pay anything for
that. That's right.
So... So that's who we are, folks. That's what we represent. And we're just so godly proud to be associated with this network. And thank you all. I know people, they relate to the personalities. You know, we met some of the volunteers here, and they say, "Oh, wow, you know, it's so nice to see you." But you know, we're just believers.
Oh, yeah. We're
just
family. All of people, the family of God.
That's right. Just yeah. Who just love the Lord and love each other. And you know, we're just doing the very best we can to represent Jesus Christ
that's
with
right.
the time we have here on earth. So, so folks, you want to get involved in kingdom business? Yeah. I can't think of a better place to do it
yes.
than right here at AFR. And by the way. And please understand this. We're never competing with churches. Mm. We're never competing with the local church. Mm. Obviously, do for your local church what you're supposed to do, what mm. God has called you to do.
Amen.
But, you know, I certainly do. I mean, my yeah. wife and I lead a church, and we contribute to our church.
Yeah.
But you know what? We found we can do something beyond that, too.
Yeah.
And we do for AFR. So folks, don't ever feel like, well, we're competing. It's not either or.
It
can be both and. Mm-hmm. Because in many ways, let's face it, I can't tell you how many visitors I've had to my church who heard me on AFR.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
who've driven hours. Really, where'd you come from? Oh, we listened to you in North
wow.
Carolina on AFR. So, you know.
Yeah.
So we are a church enhancer because we're mm-hmm. always encouraging
That's
people
good.
To go to church,
yeah.
encouraging people to support their local
That's
church.
Good.
But we also know God has a ministry for AFR that the local church just can't do.
That's right.
And it's just as important to support this.
Yeah, every joint supplies, every piece is important. You know, think about how the Apostle Paul talked about the parts of the body. You know, one can't say to another part that you're not worthy or worth anything. You know, we all work together. And it's the same thing with this, you know. Again, I said it in the beginning, you may not be on the microphones, you may not be mm-hmm. pushing the buttons or anything like that, but you are part of the mission that takes place here at AFR. So feel like you are a part because you definitely are.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say this during my program. I would, you know, say something like, now, folks, since you're on The Awakening right now, listening to The Awakening right now, you got to light these phones up and let everybody know that you want to support Bishop Jackson on The Awakening. But now that Will Addison has joined me, I've got to say it because Will Addison is on the program too. So now people can say, well, Will Addison joined the program and the phones just lit up. So light them up, folks, so
light
that we can represent the network well
yes.
in this time that we have with you all. Will, you know, you mentioned a little earlier mm-hmm. marriage and family, and we know that the family's been taking a big hit in our country.
Yeah.
I mean, a big hit in our country.
Yeah.
And you, as you stress that on your program, I talk about it a lot on my program.
Yeah.
As we get ready to close out, reflect a little bit on how you think AFR has been able to contribute to helping that discussion about rebuilding and strengthening families to take place.
Yeah, one way, you know, I know from my experience, you know, we have been empowered to with the ministry that I oversee here, Marriage, Family, and Life, to do just that. You know, my wife and I, we have 6 children, but yet we feel the need to pour into other families, into marriages. And
with
so,
one fairly new, right?
Yeah, brand new, a little over 2 weeks old.
Congratulations.
Yeah, a little over 2 weeks old. And so the thing is that we feel like we have to pour into families and to do that. And so AFA has not only talked about it, but they empowered us to do it, you know, with our conferences, the things that we're doing with that. We have some plans to do some marriage nights, you know, for married couples, just to be able to strengthen that, you know. And we have a focus on the children. Even with our conferences, we don't say, well, you got to find a babysitter for your kids. No, we have a whole separate conference just geared toward teaching apologetics to the children. And so that's a big way that we can pour into families. You know, we want whole families to come to these conferences and things like that. And, you know, the AFA Journal, they write up a lot of things about marriage and family. You know, we talk about it on the radio programs. Look, in America, it's been said that there's an indifference to types of families. That's because of Obergefell. But we have to get that back with God's design.
Amen. 877-616-2396. The biggest social problem we have in America is not race. It's the breakdown of the family
yeah.
because we've walked away from God, and AFR is addressing both of those. Folks, that's going to do it today. I'm Bishop E.W. Jackson, Will Addison. We cannot be defeated if we will not quit because we are on God's side.
faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.